is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 20th chapter. When those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. But when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. Not receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "He's last. Worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, am I doing you? No, I am doing you no wrong. I do not agree with you for denarius. Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" Thus far the text, please be seated.
Was
hunger and thirst for righteousness. Is he sustaining you along the way? Or is it not enough? Do you scoff at his means of grace and think, oh, there must be something more? Yeah, Jesus, forgiveness, I get it, all that stuff, I get it. But here's what you really should be giving me, Lord. After all, look, I've been doing pretty good, right? And in my doing good, I should get more than the next guy who obviously isn't as good as me. Come on, show yourself, Lord. Show yourself to be what I expect of you. Show yourself through dynamic preachers or powerful emotional music. Shower your rewards on me through earthly blessings. Then I know that you're with us. These will satisfy my thirsts. These will bring me to believe that you are who I think you are. Repent. Before complaining, before slipping off into your own self-absorbed land that's all about you, stop. Be prepared first. By God opening your eyes, that you would know your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. Be prepared by the truth of God's word about you. The words of our Lord's parable bring you to become aware of the self-centeredness that is in each and every one of you. Yes, work gets done by you in the world. God works through the various vocations of husband, wife, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, and employers and employees. God is the one bringing you to be your brother's keeper, to bear one another's burdens, to love your neighbor. God is in your neighbor, caring for you. He is in you, caring for your neighbor. Here's the point with God's goodness in the world and upon the world. God's generosity does not create evil within you because you are not getting what you want. No, God's goodness is what exposes the evil that is already within you. The goodness of God, which your sinful flesh cannot stand, is that the message of Christ crucified is free for all mankind. That it freely gives to each and every one the same undeserved, unearned favor. That is the doctrine of grace alone. Man has nothing to contribute to God's plan of salvation. We've just sung it into unbelievably solid hymns, our opening hymn and the hymn of the day. But God wants, God gets. What he wants is you. He wants you to be brought back to himself without blemish, pure and holy. So what does he do about that? He sends his son to pay for your sins against him. He sends his only begotten son to take upon himself your words of blasphemy, your self-centered demands of him, the very thoughts, words, and deeds that you believe would bring so much comfort for you, if you would have the audacity to even present such a list to the Lord on Judgment Day. No. You are not to record the work that He's doing through you. The reward is the same for all believers. It is the salvation of your souls. It doesn't cost you a penny, but it cost Him His Son. It all points to Christ crucified. God does sustain you in your journey through this wilderness of sin called the world. He keeps you nourished as you run the race and receive the imperishable crown that Christ crucified gained for you. To discipline the body is to live in Christ crucified, is to crucify your flesh and live in the pure holiness that He freely gives to you and accredits to you by faith in Christ's merits for you. God kills and He makes alive. To be a disciple is to have Him bring you to this daily. God daily bringing you to drown the old Adam so that the new Adam, the new man, might come forth and arise by the power of the gospel. My friends in Christ Jesus, you have not worked the work that gets you into heaven. You are the one who benefited from the 11th hour, the ones who receive the gracious reward that was earned by another. Be thankful that God did not exact His fairness upon you, but instead that He laid what you deserved upon His Son. For in the third hour, He was crucified. In the ninth hour, He cried, "It is finished." And in the 11th hour, they finally took Him down from the cross. For all was done for you. The rock was struck with the blow that you deserved. And from His side poured forth the water and the blood, the means of grace that bring you to receive the same reward that has been freely given since the fall of mankind. Come. He satisfies your thirst for righteousness with what flowed from His side. Be gathered unto Him each and every week, for He continues to be present among you, freely giving you forgiveness, life, and salvation through the merits of Christ Jesus for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.